former Alito High School Athletic Hall of Fame coverage now on WIMJ. And with us now is a teacher and a coach in the Alito School District. Mark Archer was also a great student athlete, we say, many years ago. Now, I think celebrating his 30th reunion probably this summer. Can't believe it, Coach Archer. You've been out of school 30 years now.
Yeah, the seasons have gone by pretty quickly, that's for sure.
Well congratulations again to Archer, class of 1977. And those were some fun times for the Green Dragons in terms of athletics, both on the football field and on the basketball court. Talk about that area. And I know you've told me that you were blessed to play with some pretty good teammates.
Oh, yeah, certainly. You know, we had a really strong and athletic and deep class of athletes ahead of us, and then the class behind me was perhaps as strong as ours was, certainly. So we just had, you know, a good swing of years as far as you know, committed athletes, and then also we had a you know, stable coaching situation, which always helps. And you know, we had good football coaches, good basketball coaches. So it was really enjoyable. It was really the time of my life.
Well, take us back to 1977. Let's first talk a little bit about, you know, your basketball success there. And I jokingly said to you off the air, the legend kind of grows. I know a lot of people, and I jokingly said to you, you played Orion 19 times your senior year and beat him your 19th time when it really counted in postseason play. Actually, it was four times, but you lost to him three times during the regular season. Those must have been some great games and some wars on the floor when you played Orion.
Oh yeah, they were really, really intense games. You know, Orion had a great senior class my senior year, but you know, they were strong the year before too, and we'd come from 11 down in the championship of the regional my junior year and beat Orion, and then we'd come back, you know, the next year, and they had you know, they had a high state ranking early in the season, and I think took it all the way up to number 3. We played some close games against them. They might have beat us by double figures one time. But the other two times in the championship of their Christmas tournament and then in our conference games, you know, they were just good battles. You know, there were some great kids over there. They've become good friends of mine over the years, and they were coached very, very well also. So they were intense. And once we got into the regional, I think our first game was against Alwood, and you know, we handled them, not easily by any means, but we handled them. And Orion was really pushed by a Winola team, led by Perry Wan, Jeff Frichnick, and Marty Brown, some guys that became friends of mine too. And you know, it looked as perhaps as if Orion might be looking past the field in our regional, because they were 24-0 heading into our regional championship game, and you know, by for all intents and purposes, the game was over by the end of the third quarter. We were up by 20-25 and ended up winning it by 20, which kind of stunned everybody in the area. But it was really a fascinating time, a fast, fun weekend, and then it was just kind of like living out a dream for myself and for our teammates and my coaches, because it was a great experience.
Yeah, and you were so close to playing on that assembly hall floor, weren't you? And I said to a lot of people, and maybe the kids didn't realize that when they played at the Erie tournament this year, you get a chance to play Morrison, and you probably said, hey, I played Morrison one time when I was a senior, and it was for the Sweet 16, a trip to go to state.
Yeah, you know, we played at Wharton Fieldhouse, which was a neat experience. The only time I'd, you know, seen a game there was the Globetrotters when I was a kid. But we made our way through the sectional and then matched up against a very good Orion team that had a great post player that had been injured early in the season but came back real strong towards the end, and then they had a couple other kids that played in college also afterwards. So I think we were down by a dozen or so at the half, and came out and got a little bit more into our tempo of the game. We pressed in the second half and came back at the end. Had a chance to close it we closed it within the last minute or so. You know, these are old memories now, but we closed it within a point and had the ball in the last 20 seconds, 30 seconds, something like that, and missed a short shot, and then got the ball back. And I missed a jumper from the wing. I think everybody in the building thought that my teammate Butch McCray was going to get the shot, and that's exactly who we designed our play for. But Morrison was aware of that, so I ended up taking a shot that I've taken a million times since then in my dreams and on the floor, you know, coaching here. It just rimmed out. So we lost by a point. But still, you know, I mean, we were totally drained when that game was over. It was hard to understand the experience that we had, but certainly it was a rare one for Alito High School.
Yeah, and I tell you, I know we've become so used to success in the football postseason, but you and a bunch of kids started that tradition way back in 1975 when you're a junior and we qualify for the playoffs back then, and people probably say, what are the high school football playoffs? That was a new experience
for
everyone.
Yeah, they were new. We got to watch Alexis go deep into it the first or second year. But back then, you know, there were fewer classes, and they only took 16 teams in for each class. So, I mean, once you won your conference, you could get into the playoffs. And my junior year, we did that. The last year of the Little Six Conference, we won it. And ended up facing a good Eureka team that had a running back that ended up going to Northwestern on a full ride. He's a D1 player, about a 6'1", 220-pound kid that ran, you know, the 100 about 10.3, something like that. He was averaging 320 yards a game coming into our playoff game. When we played him here at home, we held him to 60 yards under his average.
Wow.
He still rolled up 260
yeah.
yards and put some bruises on us. Well, we had an early lead, and then they were just a sound team. We did our best, but ended up losing 28-14, something like that.
Well, I know you say often that I learned how to teach from a guy named Bill Breeden. I learned how to coach mm-hmm. from a guy named Bill Breeden. He goes into the Hall of Fame under the Friends of Aledo Athletics category, and you told me that probably means more to you than you being inducted, but then the added bonus is, hey, I get inducted this year at the same time Coach Breeden does.
Yeah, that's true, Jim. You know, I feel a little bit guilty going in myself as an individual because I played with great teams and had great coaches, including Craig Kelly, who I just thought was an out-of-sight basketball coach. He and I and my teammates just really jived real well on the basketball floor. But Bill Breeden obviously was really important in my life from a very young age. You know, he was somebody that taught me how to compete in a positive way. And taught me how to deal with adversity and handle setbacks and use those as motivators to continue on. And you know, just ironically, things fell into place for me to come back and teach here, and I got to teach right next door to him. And so he was a mentor not only on the athletic field and as a coach, because I coached with him also, but certainly as a teacher and as a man. You know, I mean, I give all credit to, you know, for the things that I've been able to gather, the great experiences I've gathered, to my parents, you know, who made life so easy for me growing up. But you know, beyond that, you know, one of the guys who was most important to me was Bill Breeden.
Yeah, and I tell you, there's a striking similarity with you and him in terms of just my relationship with covering high school athletics. One of the things I like doing is when I go to a game is to sit down next to somebody and talk to them and get their observation on something. It doesn't have to necessarily be about athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bill Breeden always has great observations, but then he has great stories. And Coach, I think you kind of fit that same bill. There's always something interesting you can tell me about a story from way back when or just an experience. And I think that's so important when you go to some of these games that you get to use that. You gain that knowledge from people like that. And I'll tell you, you've been, you know, out for 30 years. You've been coaching for a long time. You're kind of that now, too, where people come up to you and say, hey, can you tell me about 1977? Can you tell me about 1984? Can you tell me about 1992? And you're a guy that can do it now.
Well, thank you. I really take that as a compliment. Anytime that somebody puts me in the same sentence with Bill Breeden, I see it as a compliment. It's just, you know, I mean, over time, I think one can step back and see the true value in competition and preparing for competition. The value, whether you're talking about a classroom or an athletic field, in concentration and preparation and commitment and then maybe above all, you know, the joy that I always received and still do actually, seeing, you know, people that I played with 30 years ago or 20 years ago, and even, you know, I just quit playing softball a couple of years ago, you know, I see guys that I competed with and against, you know, two or three decades ago, and you know, we still kind of share that experience, and that's really helped me see, you know, the bigger picture, the value, you know, that perhaps those who haven't competed so often, so frequently for such a long period of time may not see, you know, initially. But yet, because I think because I've continued to compete over the years, I can still see things from a player's perspective. I've never considered myself to be a, you know, outstanding coach from an X's and O's standpoint, but I think I'm reasonably sound in helping players deal with the tasks in front of them on a field, whether it's a football field or a baseball field or basketball court.
Mark Archer, congratulations.
Okay, Jim, I really appreciate your support all the time, too.
All right, again, the class of 2007 inductee and a graduate of Aledo High School way back in 1977. Mark Archer, and we'll have more on the Aledo High School Athletic Hall of Fame program on WMJ after this.